Good evening, everybody. Thank you for staying for our Q&A session. Please welcome Alex de la Iglesia.
Thank you again to be here after the show. First of all, I want to introduce, you know, one person. You know, without her, it would be impossible to make a movie because it's the, you know, the reason to do it and the inspiration to do it. Please say hello to the main actress, Carolina Bang. Respond. No?
So please raise your hands very high so we can see you. Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck? The movie is so disgusting. Appears in the movie, you know, the guy singing the song is called Rafael in Spain and in Europe. And he's a crooner. He's a very famous crooner in Spain. Well, it's like Frank Sinatra in Spain. So it's really hard to do, you know, to put Rafael in the movie. It's really weird. And because I put it because, you know, one day we were in a bar and suddenly we saw the song and definitely, yeah, I thought, you know, it's impossible to do the movie without this thing. And well, we did it. We shoot all the sequences. And after that, when I finished the movie and suddenly thought, oh my God, we have no rights. we called Rafael, you know. He's always, you know, traveling around the world. So Rafael, we made a movie with, you know, some part of your songs and a piece of one of your movies. What do you think? What? It's a comedy with clowns and okay, and he said, well, I'm gonna watch the movie and after we talk. So, can you believe it? You know, I was scared. Not only scared, I was terrified. In the worst moment of my life, you know, to watch the movie with him close to him in the editing room, and thinking, what? You know, ¿qué está pensando en este momento, no?
Yeah, what is he thinking right now?
I could see, you know, his face, like, you know, something like, you know, with, you know, the most disgusting face in the world. Like, I hate that thing. And when the movie finished, you say, okay, I say yes. Oh my God, thank you, Rafael. Why? You know, because I hate the movie. Well, not hate the movie. He said, you know, I think it's una barbaridad. How do you say that? It's totally disgusting and absurd and, well, but I am not a bad guy. You know, I know what does it mean, you know, to say no. So do it, you know, you fuck me making this movie. But I really think that, you know, you're a good guy, I'm a good guy, and let's do it. So I have to say thank you, Rafael, to give me the rights, and, you know, he's a charming guy, he's an elegant guy.
Next question? Yeah?
What else are you afraid of?
Good.
circus, the clowns, my past, my country, la gente que se respeta a sí mismo.
The people that respect themselves.
Me da miedo esta película. O sea, me da miedo. O sea, precisamente la razón de hacer la película es porque de alguna manera es una manera de sacar todo lo que me da miedo. O sea, la única manera de perder miedo a la oscuridad es meterse en la oscuridad, ¿no?
I am afraid of this film, and actually the reason why I made this film, it's because it is scary to get into darkness, and the best way to avoid it is to get into it, get into the darkness.
All the, Carolina knows, all the things who happened in the movie was real. Was you know the killing of you know the killing of Carrero Blanco, you know Franco made always hauntings like this one. There was a picture with Franco with a hand bounded that I can't forget, and I found a reason for this man for this hand. And well, Elute was in this year. You know the clowns who appear in the TV exist in my life. Everything exists in my life. So the idea was, you know, to put all my nightmares and my sufferings in the movie. And in another way, you know, to talk, maybe the movie is some kind of symbol or some kind of joke or metaphor about my country. You know, my country is, you know, a circus where two clowns, you know, two strange parts of the country fight always each other, like in the civil war, because we have the civil war, you know, inside. And this fight, you know, never ends. The only and drives through destruction. So the only way, you know, to solve it is trying to avoid the anger and the anxiety of revenge. And this is, what the movie talk about.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Were the Hitchcock references deliberate?
Of course. It's obvious. You know, it's not a reference, it's a copy. the idea was, you know, make a joke with a. No, it's not a joke. It's something more. You know, this place, El Valle de los Caídos, exists. This is a big cross in the middle of the mountains, and it's the tomb of Franco and José Antonio. It's, in fact, it's like a pyramid of a pharaoh. And inside you have, 34,000, how do you say that thing? 34,000 corpses of the Civil War. So it's like a cross inside, you know, inside the heart of my country. It's like, es como un cuchillo en el corazón de mi país.
Yeah, it's like a knife inside the heart of my country.
So it's not only a joke, it's trying to talk about, you know, in some kind of stupid portrait, como en un cuadro absurdo, en un cuadro del Bosco, poner a los dos payasos luchando encima de una cruz.
Like in an absurd painting, like in a Bosco's painting, having two clowns fighting for their lives. Yeah, for their lives.
Sobre una cruz.
On top of a cross.
Y el hecho de que luchen, de la lucha conduce a la destrucción del objeto amado.
And the fact that the fight becomes the death of the loved one, of the beloved one. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
The thing is, please, you know, a question for Carolina. Is here for something. Voy a hacerle yo una pregunta. ¿Cómo es posible que hayas soportado este rodaje? O sea, ¿qué tipo de drogas te administraron para soportar un rodaje absolutamente animal y demencial?
How is it possible that you survived this shooting? What kind of drug did they give you that you were able to sustain during the shooting of this film?
Thanks to Alex, because he is a very enthusiastic director. So you are under the rain, very cold, and you see Alex directing, also wet. So you say, come on, I can do it. That's all.
Yes, up there.
¿Cuál es tu próxima película como director y para Carolina como actriz?
What's your next film for you as a director and for Carolina as an actress?
Bueno, Carolina va a trabajar con Spielberg en una producción de DreamWorks que van a hacer sobre Evita. Van a hacer Evita otra vez y han pensado en Carolina. Yo le dije evítalo, pero no ha habido manera. Este chiste, por favor, no lo traduzcas. Y yo después de eso, yo voy a seguir hablando para que se te olvide. Y yo después de esta película, pues probablemente afronte un proyecto serio. No sé cuál, pero voy a hacer una película seria para intentar remediar el daño que ha hecho esta película irremediable, ¿no? Y aparte de que tener en cuenta que nosotros hacemos, bueno, no voy a hablar porque probablemente hay un periodista por aquí y luego se ve todo esto publicado.
But basically, there's another project coming, and apparently a serious one. So we'll wait for it.
Hay muchos proyectos. Estamos pensando hacer un musical sobre la vida de Millán Stride, pero vamos a evitarlo de antemano, porque probablemente pues, no sea bien acogido. Sería muy difícil explicar quién es Millán Stride, también tampoco lo traduce así.
Okay, so there is a project coming up. It is a musical about Millán Stride. It would be complicated to describe now.
I'm going to say another thing. I always lie. No, maybe I try to make a movie about pirates. The idea is, you know, one little island in the middle of the sea, and one big pirate, you know, can you imagine Morgan or something like that, you know, put a treasure in the middle of the beach, and, you know, he make a big party, and after the party, kill, you know, everybody, boom, 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 boom. And he takes the boat and goes away. And suddenly, you know, five guys survive, you know. The 30, cinco sobreviven. And these five guys know the place where the treasure is. So they try to kill each other to try to find the treasure. So all the movie is, you know, trying to find the treasure, take the treasure, and put it in another hole in the beach. You know, trying to, you know, cheat the other guys. And at the end, everybody's dead. Sí. And, you know, it's too late. Let's go. Thank you for, you know, being here.